Well, good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock. It's time again for another edition of All Things Folk, a program dedicated to traditional and contemporary folk music, acoustic blues, and Americana. And it airs each and every Sunday from 2 to 5 live from the WRCT studios on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Ken Batista, I want to thank you for spending some of your Sunday afternoon with us here on the radio. I have 3 hours of a great program lined up for you, and we're going to kick it off with a duo. They call themselves the Weary Ramblers, right here on All Things Folk.
my head hanging low, looking for my sweet mama, but she ain't here no more. That's why I'm crying, that's why I'm crying. I got the Mississippi heavy water blues, Lord, 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 Lord.
Forbes Avenue, WRCT's homegrown public affairs program. Here engaging guests talk about the arts, social issues, and intriguing topics with a focus on Pittsburgh, and meet some fascinating people along the way. That's the award-winning Forbes Avenue Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Another car at all, and your life is just filling up with worry, and when those worries start to trouble you to death, you get a hankering for where you come from, someplace big enough that you can catch your breath. You need big sky. And your window has a post.
see the glow from the town lights way out here. In the air tonight's a chill, and there's new snow. The Porcupine Hills, if you change your mind, you'll find me way out here. 'Cause I'm the color of the prairie sky at first light. I'm the river where it bends. I'm the coyote you've been on a midsummer's night. I'm the hawk on a barbed wire fence. If you're lonesome for me, change your mind, you'll find me way out here, out here. You can see a storm coming miles away out here, long before the clouds move in, long before the winds begin. If you change your mind, you'll find way out here. 'Cause I'm the frost on the pane from the fall's first freeze. I'm the new shoots not yet reaped. I'm the fresh cut hay on the August breeze, whispering your name while you sleep. If you're lonesome for me, dear, you know Albert is near. If you change your mind, you'll find your mind, you'll find me way out
here. Listening to All Things Folk on WRCT. We just heard in the first set from John Mortanum, Out Here, from Brambles and Thorns on Borealis Records, and another Canadian artist, Connie Calder, Wide Open Spaces, title track from her newest release on Coyote Entertainment. And staying up in Canada's Slocan Ramblers, Mississippi Heavy Water Blues from Queen City Jubilee, that's self-produced. Starting everything out, the Weary Ramblers with a hopeful song, Spring Song. So I'm Driftwood, their new release, and that's self-produced. Again, this is All Things Folk on WRCT. My name's Ken Batista. RCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millville. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. More information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or at Attic Records Store, Inc., folkfolk.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Behind me now, Tommy Emmanuel. This is Edie Carey and Sarah Sample.
I didn't know. pity's leads you to be near you, for the things you do endear you to me. Oh, you know I will. I will.
A sound for creatures made of rhythm and noise. Tune into Where the Wired Things Are Wednesdays at 6 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
choice but realize we're close as we had been. There's nothing like a late night call when all the world is silent and you get to talk to an old friend and tell them about your journey and how you feel in a way they're on it with you and will be till the end. Francis Tolliver, I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago the war was waiting for me after school. To Belgium and to Flanders and Germany and here, I fought for king and country I loved dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches where the frost so bitter hung, and the frozen fields of France were still no Christmas songs were sung. And our families back in England were toasting us that day, their brave, glorious lads so far away. I was lying with my messmate on the cold and rocky ground when above the lines of battle came the most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear. One young German voice rang out so clear. He's singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. And soon, one by one, each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rested silent and the gas cloud rolled no more as Christmas brought us respite from the war. As soon as they were finished, a reverent pause was spent. God rest ye merry gentlemen, struck up some lads from Kent. And the next they sang was Steely Knock, that's Silent Night, says I. And in two tongues one song filled up the sky. There's someone coming toward us, the frontline sentry cried. And all sights were fixed on one lone soldier trudging from their side. His truce flag like a Christmas star shone on the plain so bright as he bravely strode unarmed into the night. Then one by one on either side stepped into no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet, we met them hand to hand. We shared some secret brandy and we wished each other well. In a flare-lit soccer game, we gave them hell. We traded chocolate and cigarettes and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played the squeeze box and they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of men. Soon daylight came upon us and France was France once more. With sad farewells we all began to settle back to war. And the question haunted every heart that lived within that night. Whose family have I fixed within my sights? It was Christmas in the trenches, and the frost so bitter hung, and the frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. And the walls they built between us to exact the work of war had been broken and were gone forevermore. My name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned its lessons well. That those who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And at each end of the rifle, we're the same.
Heard from Tim Grimm from his most recent release, Bones of Trees, that's on Vault Records, and the song was Christmas in the Trenches, of course written by John McCutcheon. A reminder, next week, my annual Christmas show. We heard from Lenny Gallant, old friends from Shelter from the Storms on Gallant Effort Records, and that's a new release, and a little focus on Lennon McCartney songs. We heard from the Beatles, Norwegian Wood, This Bird Has Flown, that's on Rubber Soul. Sam Robbins featuring his wife Hallie Neal, I Will, that's from So Much I Still Don't See, that's his latest release, it's out on 9 Athens Music, and Edie Carey and Sarah Sample with Blackbird, that's from Lantern in the Dark, Songs of Comfort and Lullabies on Ground Loop Records. So that wraps up that set. You're listening to All Things Folk on WRCT. Protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay at home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu. Pat Donahue behind me now. From Woody Guthrie. This is coming from his home recordings, recorded in 1951-52.
I'm just a lonesome traveler and a great historical bum. Highly educated, from history I have come. I built the Rock of Ages as in the year to one. That's about the biggest thing a man had ever done. worked the Garden of Eden, 'twas in a year or two. Amongst the pickers of the apples, I'm the champion picker too. I'm the man that signed the contract to raise the rising sun. And that's about the biggest thing that man had ever done. That's about the biggest thing that man had ever done. I was head boss on the pyramid in Tower of Babel too. Opened up the Red Sea to pass my children through. Fought a million battles and never lost a one. That's about the biggest thing a man had ever done. I stopped old Caesar's Romans, I stopped the Kublai Khan. Took but half an hour's work to beat the Pharaoh's bands. Like old Kaiser Bill Flatt, I dumped the bloody hounds. Way, that was about the biggest thing a man had ever done. When we set my country free, me and a couple of Indian gals dumped the Boston Tea. Won the Battle of Valley Forge and the Battle of Bully Run. And that was about the biggest thing a man had ever done. Well, I'm next we won the slavery war, some other folks and me. Every slave from sea to sea was all turned loose by me. I divorced old Madam Slavery and wed this Freedom Dame. And that's about the biggest thing a man had ever done. I'm living with my freedom wife in the big red land we built. Takes all these 48 states for me to now spread out my quilt. My kids are several millions now, they run from sun to sun, and that's about the biggest thing a man has ever done. Well, I better to quit my talking now, I told you all I know. Please remember, partner, wherever you may go. I'm older than your oldest folks, I'm younger than the young, and I'm about the biggest thing man has ever done.
Oh, I ain't got no home, just a rambling round, just a wandering worker. I go from town to town. Police make it hard wherever I may go. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Brothers and sisters stranded on this road, hot and a dusty road that a million feet have trod. Rich man took my home, throw me from my door. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no home, just a rambling round, just a wandering worker, and I go from town to town. You know the police make it hard wherever I'm a-going. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Farming on the shares, but always I was poor. My crops I laid into the banker's store. My wife took down and died on the cabin floor. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no home, just a ramble. I'm a one. wandering worker, and I go from town to town, and the police make it hard wherever I may go. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Around, and it's mighty plain to see that this world is a great and funny place to be. The gambling man is rich and the working man is poor. We ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no home, just a ramble. Just a wandering worker, and I go from town to town. Police make it hard wherever I may go. I ain't got no hope in this world anymore. I ain't got no hope in this world anymore.
Disorder is a weekly independent radio program that gives listeners access to legal perspectives on issues concerning civil liberties, privacy, right to dissent, and the practices of the U.S. government. Mondays, 7 to 8 a.m.
Pain. Then he got his parole after 4 long years on a mannequin charge. Tom Joad came walking down the road. Tom Joad came walking down the road. Tom Joad, he met with a truck driving man, and there he took a little ride. Said just got loose from McAllister's pen on a charge called homicide. Charge on homicides. Well, that truck rolled away in a cloud of dust. Tommy set his face towards home, and he met Richard Casey, and they had a little drink, and they found that his family was gone. And they found that his family was gone. Well, they found his mother's old-fashioned shoe, and they found his daddy's hat, and they found little Muley, and Muley did say they've been tractored out by the cats. They've been tractored out by the cats. Tom Joad went down to a neighbor's farm, and he found his family, and they took Richard Casey and they loaded up a car. And his mother said, we've got to get away. And his mother said, we've got to get away. Now the 12 of the jokes made a mighty heavy load, and Grandpa Joad, he did cry, and he picked up a handful of earth in his hands. He said, I'm staying on the farm until I die. He said, I'm staying on the farm until I die. Well, fed him short ribs, coffee, and soothing syrup. Grandpa Joad, he did die, and they buried Grandpa Joad on the side of the road. Buried Grandma on the California side. They buried Grandma on the California side. Well, I stood in a mountain and I looked to the west, and it looked like the promised land. That bright green valley with the river running through, there'd be work for every single hand. They thought there'd be work for every single hand. Rode away to the jungle camp,
and there they cook them up a stew. For the hungry little children, the jungle camp, they said we'd like to have some too. They said we'd like to have some too. Then a deputy sheriff fired loose at a man, and he shot a woman in the back. But before he could take his aim once again, Preacher Casey dropped him in his tracks. Preacher Casey dropped him dead in his tracks. Well, I handcuffed Casey and they took him to jail, but then he got on me. I met Tom Jones on the side of the road, and these few words he did say, and these few words he did say. Well, I preached for the Lord for a mighty long time. I preached about the rich and the poor, but us working people got to all stand together, or we ain't got a chance anymore, or we ain't got a chance anymore. And then the deputies come, Tom and Casey, they run to the bridge where the river runs down. But a deputy sheriff got Casey with a club, and he laid Preacher Casey in the grounds, and he laid Preacher Casey in the grounds. Well, Tom Jones, he grabbed that deputy's club, and he hit him over the head. And Tom Jones took flight in a dark and rainy night, with a preacher and a deputy lying dead, with a preacher and a deputy lying dead. And Tom Jones, he run when his mother lay asleep, and he woke her out of her bed, and he kissed goodbye to the mother that he loved. He told her what Preacher Casey said, and he told her what Preacher Casey said. Now everybody might be but one big soul, but it looks that way to me. And wherever you look in the day or the night, that's where I'm gonna be, my. Well, that's where I'm gonna be. Wherever little children go hungry and cry, wherever people aren't free, where working people are fighting for their rights, that's where I'm gonna be, my. Well, that's where I'm gonna be.
If you gather round me, children, story I will tell about pretty boy Floyd and outlaw. Oklahoma knew him well. It was in the town of Shawnee, Saturday afternoon, his wife beside him in his wagon. And into town they rode. A deputy sheriff approached him in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of language. And his wife, she overheard. Pretty boy grabbed a log chain, the deputy grabbed his gun, and in the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. He fled to the hills and woodland to live a life of shame, every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. Now there's a many a starving farmers, the same old story told, how this outlaw paid the mortgage and saved their little home. Others tell you of a stranger come to beg a meal, and underneath his napkin left a $1,000 bill. It was in Oklahoma City. It was on a Christmas day, there come a whole carload of groceries and a letter that did say, "You say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief. Now here's a Christmas dinner for the families on relief." Now as through this world I've rambled, I've seen lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun, and some with a fountain pen. And it's through your life you travel, and it's through your life you roam. You won't never see no outlaw drive.
Professor Albert Einstein told me one day while we was riding a boxcar, he said he's gonna invent a theory that'll do away with race hate and race fightings and race bombings and all this Jim Crow stuff by just proving to people that there ain't no such places up north and down south and out west and back east and all that stuff. He said this whole world is just like a little rubber ball. He said if you stick a whole bunch of hat pins through it, that no hat pin would point east, or no hat pin would point up or down, or either west or south or north or any other direction, so you couldn't be from any of them places, so you couldn't hate anybody else who was from them places. Well, if I can go east, north, or south, and if I can't go north or south, I can still go in and out. And I can still go round and around. I can still go round and around. I can still go round and around. I can still go in and out. I can still go round and around. If I can go east or west, if I can go north or south, I can still go in and out. I can still go round and around. Still go round and around.
From Woody Guthrie, beginning and ending of that set. The last piece was a spoken word piece. Einstein theme song, and biggest thing a man has ever done is the top of the set. They both came from Woody at Home, Volume 1 and 2 on Seamus Records, and that is a recent release put out by the Woody Guthrie Foundation. We heard John McCutcheon, Ain't Got No Home from This Land, Woody Guthrie's America on Apple Songs, and Dick Goggin, Tom Joad from Outlaws and Dreamers, that's on Appleseed Recordings, as was Kerouac's Last Dream, that's Ramblin' Jack Elliott's release, and we heard Pretty Boy Floyd. You're listening to All Things Folk on WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you. behind me now, Kathy and Marcy's Old Time Coalition with Hickman's Rag. That's from Long Journey Home. That tune on Apple Songs. All Things Folk is a program dedicated to traditional contemporary folk music, acoustic blues, and Americana, and it airs live from the WRCT studios on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. My name's Ken Batista. Thanks for keeping me company on this Sunday afternoon. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is All Things Folk.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum wheat. Back in the saddle again.